Thank you, Lynn. And thank you, everyone. I just love you all. You are perfect. You are me. We are one. And that's what the lesson is that we're going to contemplate today. But we'll start out with a contemplation of A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 110. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 110. I am as God created me. We will repeat today's idea from time to time, for this one thought would be enough to save you and the world, if you believed that it is true. Its truth would mean that you have made no changes in yourself that have reality, nor changed the universe so that what God created was replaced by fear and evil, misery and death. If you remain as God created you, fear has no meaning. Evil is not real, and misery and death do not exist. Today's idea is therefore all you need to let complete correction heal your mind and give you perfect vision that will heal all the mistakes that any mind has made at any time or place. It is enough to heal the past and make the future free. It is enough to let the present be accepted as it is. It is enough to let time be the means for all the world to learn escape from time. And every change that time appears to bring in passing by, I am as God created me. The healing power of this idea is limitless. It is the birthplace of all miracles, the great restorer of the truth to the awareness of the world. Practice today's idea with gratitude. This is the truth that comes to set you free. This is the truth that God has promised you. This is the word in which all sorrows end. I am as God created me. And I ask, what am I that God created? What is me as I sit quietly being? What am I that God created? I feel the awareness. Jesus had said that these thoughts I have, the thinking mind, the ego mind, that it's not me. And so if I take that away, because that's not me, what is me? The what is me is the awareness. God created awareness, and that is me, us, all one awareness. When I came into this world as a baby, there was just awareness at first. And then things started to get added on top of the awareness, like thoughts and beliefs and language and memory. But that was all added on. Not the truth of what I was created as. What I find is that I am awareness. That is my truth. And that is why nothing that I think I've done has changed me in any way. Awareness doesn't change. It is complete and limitless. Awareness doesn't have a past. Awareness doesn't have a future. Awareness always is. Awareness isn't concerned with time. In awareness, there is only awareness. It's complete love, because there is nothing outside of it. There can be nothing but love. Jesus is asking us to practice today's idea with gratitude. And I'm so very grateful that I can return back to this awareness, this truth of what I am, this place I've never really left, this completeness. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding me to see what I am, this awareness. I am so grateful for the peace of it. For the remembrance of it. When I am remembering, I am in peace. I am healed and whole and one with all. There is no all, there is only one. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts today, we honor our true self. We honor the awareness. We allow all the images that we have made to replace our true self. We let them all slip away. We don't worship them today. We sink deeply into our mind, where we find waiting for us the acknowledgement of who we are. And as we sit in this awareness, we sit with a confidence that this is what we are. This is what God created us to be. And we never sit alone. We are whole and in peace. Thank you for joining with me today in our remembrance of what we are, in the awareness, in the peace, in the contentment. Namaste.